guarantee and a free rental mower when yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Chuck Chambers Memorial Day sale for amazing deals in every category. Now through Memorial Day, find up to 75% off selected items. Beautiful slate beds starting at $3.99. Leather recliners just $4.99. Queen bed, chest, dresser, and mirror only $19.99. Beautiful dining room table and chairs just $16.88. Plus, spectacular sectional sofas starting at $23.99. Don't miss out. Check the store that saves you more. Check Chambers.
Check Chambers. Check Chambers.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now a star is born. On May 21st, 1972, the world welcomed little baby rapper, the Notorious B.I.G.
Congratulations, it's the Notorious S.M.A.L.L.
The Notorious B.I.G. A star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Wasn't he notoriously shot? That's what I thought. Here's Fox.
Fox News, I'm Jane Metzler, again insisting
the case is closed.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on the uproar over investigations and ignored House subpoenas, saying committee chairs can continue on this path, but
my impression is that the leadership in the House is not so keen on that option and doesn't think the business of presidential harassment is actually a great way for them to go in to the 2020 election.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi holding a meeting tomorrow to address the growing calls to open impeachment hearings. Protests around the country today.
When women's rights are under attack, what do we do?
Stand up like that!
That protest on the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court building, where tough abortion laws passed in several states are likely to wind up. Those laws intended to be challenged in hopes the conservative majority on the court overturns Roe v. Wade. This is Fox News.
For the graduates.
Here we go. 3, 2.
For the past 18 years, your life's been pretty smooth. Let's take a moment and reflect on all you've had to do. You've rolled out of bed and strolled to the living room and watched Cartoon Network while your mom made waffles for you. Your laundry was magically clean and your dad's back pocket was an ATM machine. Your life's biggest worry was what to wear to the prom, and your only regret was that incident with a stink bomb. Do you hear that subtle sound?
It's the sound of reality about to slap the taste out your mouth.
Now you're on your own. You should be scared, but we can tell you don't care.
Why don't you care?
You should be frightened.
You're young and now you're free. The world is your oyster. We have no clue what that means, but let us paint a picture of your future.
You're gonna eat a lot of Hot Pockets, and you're thinking that sounds great. Well, get back to us in 6 months when you've had 378. As soon as you move out, you know what your parents are gonna do. They're gonna turn your bedroom into an exercise room that they never use. And you won't use lockers in college. And this might be a total bummer. There are no yearbooks either. You'll actually have to say, have a great summer. Do you feel that gentle breeze?
It's the Category 5 hurricane of adulthood about to hit you upside the head with a tree.
Now you're on your own. Don't screw this up.
you're gonna need it.
And now for a first-hand look at what Rhett and Link, those are the guys that did the bacon song.
Those guys are fantastic.
Joey!
They have a popular morning internet show or something like that.
I don't know.
No, they're really...
I have
really
a popular morning internet show, too.
Yeah?
Well, it's also broadcast on a real radio station, but we'd like to believe it's popular.
It is pretty popular. I hear all about it.
You do?
Yeah.
What do people say?
Well, they love the dynamic. Number one, you have two different generations represented.
Yeah.
You really do.
No.
The older millennials, like Emily and Jay.
Yes.
And I'm not... Jay's more Gen X. But then you and Rich representing the boomer category demographic very strongly. But it's the back and forth. It's the pithiness. It's the occasional smack from Emily. It's great stuff.
Yeah, or beating, whatever you want to call it. Right now on Fox, they, and this is why I hate looking at TV, 43% now say socialism would be good for America. Do these freaking idiots know what they're asking for? Has the media done that good of a job of hiding the insanity, the chaos, the destruction of Venezuela? I heard a baseball player on MLB Network, and lots of ball players are from Latin American countries. This guy was from Venezuela. He is not making millions of dollars yet, but he's making a good major league income, which is about $550,000. That's their minimum wage. Go for that, AOC. And how much of that money he has to send back home to take care of his people. So if you have extraordinary money, or you're one of the 2% that has to run the place, they're okay. They're getting food. They're not eating zoo animals. They're not rummaging through garbage cans in the streets trying to find something to eat. And yet, this is frightening, because this goes to show you how successful the Bernies and the rest of them have been in selling this crap to America. What is wrong with people? Why would you want the government to run anything? You're the same people that piss and moan and bitch when you got to get your driver's license renewed and you just pick number 68 in line and they're currently working on number 24. So you're never going to be there for hours waiting for whatever it is you need. What makes you think that the distribution of health care or anything else is going to be any different than it is when you go to get your driver's license renewed? That's government. I don't understand this mass insanity towards social, and it's being sold by who? People that have never worked in the private sector, like Bernie Sanders. Even Joe Biden, he may not be, he's obviously has very socialistic inclinations.
It's a big deal.
You know, when they passed the wretched Obamacare. How's that worked out for everybody? Do you need another example, or you just need to have your ass kicked by socialism to understand it's never worked? People die by the millions in many cases. Why are the Republicans so lame on this? Why don't they just remind that you're always calling us Nazis? What was the official political platform of the national the Nazi Party? Socialist. And 43% of America wants it here?
Well, one of my friends kind of looked at this, and he said, when I saw this, my stomach sank. Seems like everything is getting worse. He's worried about the same poll you're talking about. But he said, once you drill down into the poll, you find out something very different than the headline that's been taken.
But the headline's on Fox, which tells you where Fox is going.
Right. But if you drill down in the poll, it's very different than the headline. Turns out that the same people who say they like socialism also do not like government. They are against government control. Even more encouragingly, these same people say, this is all from the same poll, these same people say that the free market is a much better solution to our problems than government.
Well, then why do they want socialism? That makes no sense.
Right.
That's a complete contradiction.
No, and they did like categories. Majority want free market to lead on many fronts. Technological innovation, 75% of those polled want the free market to take over technological innovation. The distribution of wealth. Free market versus government. 68% want the free market, as opposed to 28% want the government to distribute wealth. The economy overall, 62% prefer the free market. Wages, 62% free market. Higher education, 56% free market. Healthcare, 53% free market. The only thing the government leads on is protecting consumers' privacy online. 57% want the government over 40%. We want the free market and environmental protection. 30% want the free market. 66% want the government to be the most responsible.
We gave them that, and they so abused it. These stories don't get headlines, but some of the things the EPA has done to private citizens in recent years are galling.
Well, and it might be a problem with the word capitalism as opposed to free market. I mean, these things are tricky in that way.
Well, our education system is telling them the capitalism bad. Oh, God. Let's go somewhere. Baby?
Papa B.
Hey.
Papa B.
Would you just call Papa B baby?
No. I just sort of tag me. Let's go somewhere, baby. Not Papa B. Not that kind of host.
You wouldn't be broadcasting PBS? Excuse me.
I think both of y'all are right. Only polls, that's one of the reasons it's so maddening, is they come up with these skewed results because they ask these questions in a certain way to get a certain result.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, if you really ask it in the way that people could understand it, well, you get the real center of the feeling there, what people are thinking. But the other thing, Greg, is you're right about this, the education system. And I say this, our education system has been dominated by the triumphant left, by the really radical left for long a blame nuff.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as Trump gets through with the Department of Justice, he needs to move right on into the education system, and I mean cut them a new one.
Well, he has. Now he said, and I really would love to see this happen, that they'll cut government funding to schools that don't allow free speech on campus.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And all of these really false doctrines and outright lies that these folks preach really proselytize students with,
mm-hmm.
from kindergarten all the way up through college. That's got to stop. If you want to be a preacher of the left, then go do it. But don't do it on the taxpayer dime, that's just, there's so many things wrong, but that, among other things, is some of the worst. And that's the reason we're getting the result that we're getting with these students that just plain don't know, the millennials and on through the additional generations afterwards. They're clueless. They're ignorant, they're maleducated, and malcontent because they've been taught lies about global warming, about capitalism, many things. The founding of the country, everything. And, that has got to, that is the next, should be the very next thing on the agenda, is straightening out the Department of Education, not just nationally, but, on a local level, too, because most people would not send their kids to a school that preach this kind of mess.
Well, a lot of them are, and I wonder why these parents aren't paying attention. I appreciate the call, Papa B. Thank you. It is 4:15. We're going to have to do some of the business we have to do, like traffic and stuff. But I've got an article from the Daily Signal today, which is a conservative think tank,
mm-hmm.
about now they're going after George Washington. When does this end? When does all of this end? Where are the, and the genocide thing? People were looking for new lives and better ways, have been since the beginning of time. The science of the 15th century said the world was flat until Columbus showed otherwise, that you can't go to the edge of the water and just fall off into empty space. That was settled science, by the way, in those days, until others thought, well, maybe that's not the case, and proved it, but they were considered radicals at the time. Anyway, 416.
I didn't know the name off the top of my head, but I just looked it up. Erastocenes, Eratosthenes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Old Greek. Lived from 276 to 194 BC.
Wow.
He estimated Earth's circumference around 240 BC. So he was back before Christ, claiming the Earth was round. Man, that guy had to feel vindicated after Magellan circumvented the Earth.
Yeah, but he had to wait thousands of years for that to come true, you know?
Well, and if Dante's right, he was waiting in the antechamber of hell. Not doing much. He wasn't tortured, but he wasn't doing much either.
Was that from the Game of Thrones?
That's from Dante's Inferno.
Oh, that. Yeah.
That actually is one of my favorite scenes. All the Greek philosophers who were before Christ, they're not being tortured in hell, but they're just kind of hanging out outside of hell, talking to each other.
I'm a big fan of Dante's Inferno. Well, isn't that where the river Styx?
Styx!
Flowed?
Yeah, in Hades?
Yes. Yeah. That's what I thought.
That's still a crazy poem. If you read it, I mean, it's kind of, it parts boring to read, but it's still a pretty bonkers story.
Moments ago, I said, let's get away from it all. You don't have to move to another state or another country and get away from it all right here in Alabama with the great products they have at Adams Motorsport. See our buddy, Terry Adams, who will be here tonight at 7:30, by the way, with Clearing the Air. But in real life, he wears the cape that makes him the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime. They got a big Polaris event going on. Let's talk about that for a moment, where they're offering rebates as high as $1,500, financing as low as 3.99% on everything from the Razor to the Sportsman ATV, the Polaris General, you name it. Everything is on the table, and it's Polaris money. So we're not talking about an interest rate that's beyond reach for most people. This is their credit standard. So decent credit gets you the lowest rate. They want you to enjoy their products, and you get that 3.99% interest rate for 36 months. Every year, Adams Motorsports get a certain number of jet skis from Kawasaki, the inventor of the jet ski. And when they're out, they're out. And Terry would be the first to tell you that if you went there today, tomorrow, they could have you ready to go out in the water for Memorial Weekend very easily. And of course, Kawasaki, Suzuki, Kimco, all the great brand names they carry, put their money behind their fabulous products. But I would hate to have you go to Adams Motorsport and say, I'd like to buy a jet ski, and be told we sold our last one. So go while the getting is good. See Terry and his team at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle. And you can get a credit app started and browse the inventory, including some great pre-owned options at AdamsMotorsports.com. We're going to check traffic and weather together, and then we'll be back.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch taking a look at your afternoon traffic, and it looks like you have a pretty good ride no matter which way you are going right now. We don't have any major delays anywhere to speak of. The boulevard is pretty crowded, but it's just stop and go at the intersections. The interstates are moving at a speed limit ride without any delays, and we don't see any problems on the 31s. Be careful and get where you are going safely this afternoon. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop Goodwill and GNC, then eat at Poblano's or King Buffet. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. The lottery bill in-house today. Lawmakers scheduled to take up the bill at 1. Just a reminder, if passed by the House and Senate, this would be a constitutional amendment, meaning people will vote on the issue, ultimately having the final say for the state's lottery. Also happening today, Save Ourselves Women's Right Campaign, other known as SOS, happening on the state capitol steps. Campaigning for Medicaid expansion, the fight for health care, women's rights, abortion rights, and prison reform. Plus, a generous donation for Montgomery Public Schools. Hyundai is donating $250,000 for STEM education, helping 5 local elementary schools. Hyundai representatives presented the check to Katoma Elementary today. Several people came out to show support, including city leaders, company officials, and Dr. Bernice Keene, Dr. Martin Luther King's daughter. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
It is not even summer yet, but we are talking about the first heat wave of 2019 on the way. Tonight, not too bad. Mostly clear skies. Overnight low temperature down to about 66. Tomorrow, a little hotter with sunshine and a high around 93. I think Thursday, we're up to about 95. 96 on Friday, maybe 97 Saturday and Sunday, and not much change on Memorial Day Monday. So sunshine and hot each day, should be dry as well, and near record highs for several days in a row, including the holiday weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA-eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's A-L-A. HomeMortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
Yes! Yes, we do buy
diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
Yes, we do buy
diamonds, coins,
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
I can't believe it's almost Memorial Day weekend. Let's take a look at everything that's wrong with that. A, I have to be at the lake in a swimsuit in 3 days. B, every one of my friends has a cell phone camera. And C, every picture of me will be posted on Facebook. My God, it's the perfect storm. Wait, we also have to add beer and barbecue. That makes it more like the perfect storm with a side of coleslaw. It can't be Memorial Day weekend already. Don't they know I still have 5 pounds of Cinco de Mayo to lose? And 2 weeks later, this cell phone paparazzi will be right back out in full force for wedding season. And this time we'll be adding cake. Yep, looks like the four horsemen of the apocalypse will be riding for the next 6 weeks with a cell phone in one hand and a plate full of potato salad in the other. Great.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
From Montgomery to Millbrook.
Do it again. I like it.
Well, we got the first one out of the way. This is The Roll Call.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Me too.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Yay, fun.
You gotta have some sense. If you wanna be with me.
Honey, I'm busy. Touch yourself.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have
you
some sense.
You can't have nerve, honey.
If you wanna be with me.
That is the single dumbest story I've ever heard.
Make me open a can of whoop-ass buster.
I am grumpy, baby.
Oh, my God.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Cause that zero is too cold for me.
Oh, cheats and liars.
I'm not trying to be your
James
hero.
James
cause that minus.
Is that your tongue?
Too low to see.
Are you sure this work will be in competent hands?
Certainly, we're all in competent.
You're phenomenal.
Go watch it, pervert.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Shut up, dummy.
And I'm not snuffing. Believe you me.
Is it wrong that I was totally aroused by that?
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier.
No.
In the war of poverty. Yeah.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
Oh, you men are all alike. 7 or 8 quick ones and you're off with the boys. To boast and brag. You better keep your mouth shut. Oh, I think I love him.
I know you're probably half gooned on Percocet.
Shut up, dummy.
Do not go in there. You are a madman.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Just wanna smash your face in.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Snap out of it.
You gotta have some
bad
if you wanna be with me.
Is this some kind of bus?
Right there.
I'm gonna cop out. As you know, it's very warm outside, and in the final hole, or whatever we call it, the gap in the song, the moisture on the console made my hand slip, and it went all the way up to this category here, which has no stuff of mine in it. What is all this weird stuff? Carrie's a Traitor, Bentley Trust, Oz...
Which one did you click on?
This one here. Well, wait a minute. E.T., this one here.
Yeah, that's one I used to use. It has a lot of music beds on it.
Yeah. Is that no longer being used?
I haven't been using it much. No, I use the top left corner for my show, top right corner for Dan's show or something like that.
Okay.
I think I offered one to Barron. I don't know how often he's been using them. And then you have all the rest.
That's right. These are my hotkeys.
Yes, I know. Thank you for sharing some of them. I'm sorry you don't have a copyright or a patent on sound effects.
Hey, guess what, everybody? Today is National Waiters and Waitresses Day.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives me an excuse to play this, because my appreciation for people who work in the service industry was largely... I mean, I was never like... cheap or rude to waiters or servers. In fact, my dad, I mean, he was just being my dad. You know, he was, when we'd have a female server come to the table, he would be not grotesque.
Would he do the old Rickles things? Like, put your hand on their hand, be like, don't worry, we'll get together later. I'll call you. Like Rickles would do that.
I don't think he ever did anything like that. He just tried to be friendly. But that restaurant, you've heard about it, the Sea Watch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he loved the place. He loved the food. But the women that worked there, they hired a very hard type of, pardon me, women that were, you know, just wouldn't play that game with flirtatious male customers. And one day I said, Dad, I know that when I die, I've gone to hell when I find myself as a woman waiting on your table.
I have to say, I think I'm the easiest person to wait on, especially if I'm eating alone. I'm literally the easiest. I know what I want pretty quickly. I'm not there to jabber at you.
Most of my outside dining, all I have, the words I love to hear are pull up to the next window.
Did you hear something? I might have failed this test. Hmm. I saw a guy, he's a boss, and when he would hire a prospective employee, he would get to the restaurant. They would meet like for breakfast somewhere.
Right.
And he would get to the restaurant early. And he'd say, I'm about to do like an interview here in the restaurant over breakfast. When my potential employee orders, get their order wrong on purpose.
You're kidding.
And he wanted to see how the potential employee would react. Would they just roll with the punches? Be like, ah, what the hell? Would they get outraged? Or would they, you know, just mention it?
That's really
in a
interesting
nice way.
Theory.
He wanted to see how they react to unexpected things. And what he liked was the person that would bring it up, but not get all bent out of shape over it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but the person that was a pushover was just as bad as the person who would get really, really angry.
Well, they always say, and in fact, I'm sure I share this with my daughter, when you go out on a date and you go out to eat, keep an eye on how your date treats the server.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of the great standard rules of thumbs that will give you insight on somebody before you really get to know a lot of detail. Anyway, this is a story I told long ago about my days at a place that no longer exists. In fact, I was hoping, I had talked about doing it, the Greg Bedell memory trip to South Florida, go to the Fountain Diner. And be Trump.
We gonna like charter a bus together?
Oh, I
and then go gambling later.
Oh, no, I thought we'd. I thought we'd fly down and have a limo pick us up at Fort Lauderdale Hollywood Airport and take us straight to the Fountain Diner for a meal. Go back to the airport and fly back all in one day. Used to be able to do stuff like that.
Yeah.
I did a thing in Chicago. We flew up in the morning and came back that night. It's really weird when you do that, by the way. When you leave a place and come back to it, it's a 2.5-hour flight each way in the same day. That kind of messes with your head a little bit. And it's not jet lag. It's just, wow, it's really possible to do this. Anyway, this is the famous matzo ball story that's been told 1,000 times. But it's still pretty funny.
And now, another flashback favorite on News Talk.
I'm just thinking of that restaurant I worked at in Pembroke Pines. Hello, Sonny. Where's my challah bread? And my soup isn't hot enough, Sonny. Go back and make it hotter.
That was really a trauma for you, wasn't it?
Yes. And the worst was, oh my, we were days away from having a hurricane pass through. And all the blah, blah, blah. They come in. Harkin and Chinik with their Goshamish Bucha at the table, waiting for their challah bread and matzo ball soup. Are you ready for the hurricane? There's a hurricane coming our way, Sonny. Quick, bag me up something I can take home for free. I'm going to run out of Equal during the hurricane, so I'm just going to shove 40 or 50 of these little blue packets into my place. Okay, Sonny? Look the other way for a minute, which I'll leave you a dollar tip on the table if you just do that for me, okay? Now go warm up my soup, and don't spill it. My matzo ball isn't big enough. Get me another one. Oh, God, did that. Yes, everything in there is true, but you know what? This is, they always say that God works in mysterious ways. Why was I working at a place like that, waiting tables? Because I was determined to get sober. And I had very few options at the time. So a guy that was my 12-step sponsor said, I got a guy that owns a restaurant, you can make some cash there. At least have some money in your pocket. So I took the job, and first night, my assignment was to follow the waitress, the experienced waitress, just to see how it all works.
And sure.
Thank God this is one of those. I look at Karame at Baumhauer's, and everything is computerized. And, man, she just flies over that keyboard like you wouldn't believe and gets everything straight. All I had to do was write it on a pad. And at the end of the night, I didn't do much except help her bring plates out and stuff. And I was, like, ready to lose it.
Right.
My life was just basically over. And I didn't even have a ride, so my buddy came and picked me up, and I'm writing, oh, I can't do this. He says, give it 30 days. And I made a commitment. I'm either going to do this as I'm told to do it, because one reason why I keep finding myself in these predicaments is I don't listen. I compromise. I renegotiate the rules of the road, so to speak. So I said, all right. Well, I gave it 30 days. I gave it 60. I gave it 90. I still sucked, and the clientele didn't change much. I mean, there was a lady in there who was talking to me like a frickin' dog.
Yeah.
And I finally lost it on her in front of the whole place. And I just said, madam, I will not be talked to like that. Stop it!
Stop calling him in the middle of the show! He doesn't know how to mute his phone. Or he keeps it on sound so he makes sure if it's an emergency, I don't know! Did you ever quit in an epic manner from somewhere? I only did it once. Because I'm all about giving fair notice, 2 weeks. I think with a job like this, you need to give like a month or two. I think you need to give fair warning. If it's a good place you've worked, keep your reputation, keep your relationships, don't burn any bridges. But when it's just a part-time job in college and your boss is an a-hole. Like, I was legitimately sick one day. Something going on with my eye. I'm like, I can't come in. I'm supposed to be a delivery driver. I can't frickin' see. And she wasn't hearing it. So I'm almost wrecking on getting over there. It was a Pizza Hut.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I walk in, and it's obvious. My eye is red as hell. I can't see through it barely. I'm like, I almost wrecked getting over here. She's like, fine, go home. And, like, chewed me out in front of the whole staff and all this stuff for, you know, being sick. And it was one thing after another. So it was like some big football weekend.
Yeah.
And, you know, my best friend was also working there. And she had been incredibly rude, mean to him. Just not a good manager.
Mm.
And so we were both scheduled that day for a big football weekend. Like 5 minutes to shift, we called her and we're like, oh, by the way, we're not going to be able to come in today or ever again. Sorry. Good luck.
Yeah.
And it's just... there's a certain point where I've never done that with any other job, and I've had what I consider very important jobs or very, you know, silly jobs. But sometimes you just gotta fight back. You gotta push back a little bit.
I don't think I've ever done anything that dramatic. We did it as a joke, as an April Fool's prank. That was kind of cool.
That could be fun.
But I always feel indebted to somebody that employs me.
Yeah, likewise.
But no, I will not take any abuse.
No, when it's a corporate chain, though, and it's not technically the manager that's paying you.
When I left the Fountain Diner. And by the way, the Fountain Diner was where I got a chance to get back into radio.
Mm-hmm.
Took a while, but that's where the door was open. Which will always amaze me. The coincidence, well, there are no coincidences that was connected to that. My next job made me appreciate the Fountain Diner. Telemarketing.
No, but I've had multiple jobs with, you know, Troy joins me on Mondays. Mm-hmm. We've worked at the same place, multiple different places. Mm-hmm. Fun Zone, we work together. Like, several of us from Catholic. As soon as I got hired, they're like, you know anybody else from Catholic? Like, yeah, sure. Like, brought all sorts of people over there. The donut shop, working the graveyard shift, that was a hell of a job.
Yeah, Fun Zone. We want you to be here when we test to see the sturdiness of our facility during tornadic conditions.
That was, I still remember the big meal after it was, you know, hit by the tornado with the insurance agent from New York.
The big meal?
Oh, yeah. They took us out to dinner, and the insurance agent was there. Essentially, their claim was legit, and they did all right, I think.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say too much.
Well, no, but they're still the outrage after that was they decided they were going to rebuild in Dothan, not here.
Yeah, and they did.
Another vote for Montgomery.
I know. It was a shame. I was out of a job.
Was anybody on the staff injured during that thing?
No. No. We were there that morning at like 5:36 shooting a commercial. So we were like riding around, pretending to play the games, riding around on the rink. And then I went
to school.
You're
making a commercial for the Fun Zone the day you got hit by the tornado?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And then I went to school, and while we're sitting there in the hallway, you know, butts up in the air, at that point it was had passed, so we're just sitting in the hallway.
Wow.
Guy's no longer with us, God rest his soul, walked in, said, Fun Zone's gone, man. We're like, what do you mean it's gone? And then we found it out. We still had a job. They paid us to salvage and clean it up for the next few months.
Speaking of people that talk like that, Jeff Daniels is an a-hole. 4:42. As Rich has warned us, we're looking at temperatures in the 90s today that are only going to get hotter in the days ahead. If you haven't called Clark's to take care of that machine that keeps you and your family comfortable, what are you waiting for? Get a Clark's Club membership, a $159 commitment. For that amount of money, for the entire year, you get two full tune-ups on your system before each major seasonal weather change. The guarantee of priority service if something goes wrong. I always use the Swami example. By 4 o'clock one afternoon last September, and it was very hot last September, something stopped. Their house had heated into the low 80s. That's not good for anybody. So they called Clark's, and within an hour, they had the cool air flowing again. Priority service. It's important to have that go-to, because sometimes, man, at this time of the year, you're at the mercy of the companies because they're all busy. For Clark's, when you're a member, you can count on urgent care service. They also employ the best plumbers on the planet, so for your comfort and the infrastructure of your home, you can't deal with better people. All of them top-notch at what they do, thoroughly background-checked and vetted, super nice folks, great customer service. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's at 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. Let's see how traffic is doing. Rich's updated forecast and more.
You're retired. Join the Financial Life Plan experts on May 28th at the Capital City Club. Call 649-4911 to register. 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
Montgomery Skywatch working our way through the afternoon traffic, and we have an accident at East Chase Parkway and Chantilly Parkway, so be careful over there. We're also starting to see quite a bit of activity beginning in the downtown area and around the Air Force Base Gate, so watch out if you're headed that way. We also have a slowdown around Ann Street on I-85 southbound. I-65 doesn't have any delays, and we don't see any problems on the 31s. Let's be careful as we head home from work today. 59 more vehicles just arrived at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They are overstocked, so those cars, trucks, SUVs, and sports cars have to go. You're going to save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Expect increased traffic this holiday weekend and understand it may take you longer to reach your destination. It's more important to arrive safely than to arrive on time. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
It is not even summer yet, but we are talking about the first heat wave of 2019 on the way. Tonight, not too bad. Mostly clear skies. Overnight low temperature down to about 66. Tomorrow, a little hotter with sunshine and a high around 93. I think Thursday, we're up to about 95. 96 on Friday, maybe 97 Saturday and Sunday, and not much change on Memorial Day Monday. So sunshine and hot each day, should be dry as well, and near record highs for several days in a row, including the holiday weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
From
the Fox Business Network. On Wall Street, the major averages ending in the green, lifted by gains in the technology sector after the White House granted a temporary reprieve on restrictions to China telecom giant Huawei. Tech and industrials were among the gainers, while consumer staples lagged, with the Dow rising 197 points, the NASDAQ up 83, S&P 500 up 24. And shares of Nordstrom falling more than 9% in the extended session after the retailer reported first quarter sales below expectations and lowered its full-year outlook. Department stores continue to struggle because more consumers are opting to buy things online. However, it's a different story for TJX. The parent company of off-price retailer TJ Maxx reporting a stronger-than-expected spring quarter. Its comparable store sales are up 5%, and it's raising its expectations for the year. Shares of TJX have been up over 25% over the past 12 months. Business news, twice an hour on Fox News Headlines 24/7. I'm Three Barsky.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Do you love great barbecue and great music? Then head to the Pussycue at Wind Creek Montgomery on Saturday, June 15th for the grand finale of the best barbecue competition around. Starting at 6 p.m., we're going to celebrate a weekend of great food with a great outdoor concert featuring 38 Special. And we'll wrap things up at B.B. King's Blues Club with a special performance by Drivin' and Cryin'. Visit PussyQ.com for details and ticket information. That's PussyQ.com, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today's show is brought to you by National Waiters and Waitresses Day.
And as your waiter, I'd be thrilled to split your check up 7 different ways. It makes my day. I hope you do that with my tip. I can't wait to add it all up when I finally get done.
It is 4:50. God, the time is like out of control today. It's just, and I have all this stuff I was going to play for David Blackman. Like,
out of respect, they gave him the Nobel Peace Prize without him doing anything, and he took it. He changed healthcare for millions of Americans, even though they liked what they had. He says he will tell Iran to quit making nukes, and they will stop because he is just that good. To him, the Supreme Court is nothing but an unelected group of people. You want precedent? He is the president. He picked Joe Biden to be his vice president just to show that he doesn't really need one. He wants us to believe no one else in America would have made the Bin Laden call. He is the most arrogant man in the world. I ultimately get what I want. Stay ignorant, my friends.
You know, that clip reminds me. And when I think about Joe Biden as vice president, that was like his perfect position. He had no real power. He would say some obnoxious things occasionally. He'd say some funny things occasionally. He should have stopped there. I'll put $100 on it that Joe Biden will not be the Democrats' nominee, even though he's leading clearly right now. He's going to say something on one of those debate stages that just ruins him.
Already? I mean, he started out with like a 20-point lead. He's lost 10 percentage points in a week.
Yeah.
Because you're right. You described it perfectly, you know. As long as the president ain't going to die, he's okay as vice president.
Well, and he's old, and by that I don't mean his age. He is old in that regard, I suppose. It's that he's been there for so long, that he's taken all these different positions policy-wise, that he's going to get crucified for.
In that regard, there is not a dime's worth of difference between him and Bernie, because neither one of them has made a dime. I say the honest way, I mean working in the private sector.
Oh, right. Bernie's at least been consistent, I think, probably to a fault, but he's not been, you know, Joe.
I posted yesterday, Bernie was in town. Look at Bailey, stayed cool. Bailey the Wonder Dog. And this is cute today. This is, that's a corgi getting dragged along the floor because it just wants to hang onto the heel of a flip-flop, which is cool. The story about the German TV group asking, is Islam compatible with Germany, and getting a 95% nay on that. And let's see what people had to say about that old people smell in downtown Montgomery yesterday when Bernie was actually here. And, you know, some of these folks in political life, take a look at the people that are standing in the background. The looks on their faces.
He was at the Mount Zion Church or AME Church.
They always go to here they always go to a church because that's what their strategery people tell them to do.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Spoke to a crowd of around 300. And that was followed up with a comment by Mike M., who said 300 freeloaders who apparently don't have a job to be at. That's the interesting thing about all these people that are turning up at these rallies. What do you guys do for a living? You got time, you know, weekday to, you know, show up at a march? I'd like to know how that works.
I don't do marches, even if it's a cause I believe in. Like, I just don't do marches.
A massive crowd of about 300 people while he pandered in a black church about free stuff. That's a Bernie campaign rally. Let's see. 12 years from today, so AOC's calculations must have been off by a few months. Yay, we get to live a little while longer. You won't want to live a little while longer if the AOCs of the world get... wow, a lot of response on this. The boss says, I'm going to party like it's 2030. Dave says, and only raising taxes and turning our lives over to an all-powerful government will fix it. This is what people don't understand. We just, you know, it's not like, generations have come and gone and we've kind of forgotten that we were taught a lesson the hard way. Obamacare was passed 10 years ago, a little bit less than that, actually, and started going into effect. And think about this. This is their big deal. Joe Biden tells Brett, what's a big deal? how's that worked out for everybody that has, you know, insurance through work or their own private policy? Not real well. So what makes you think more of what made it bad to begin with is going to fix the problem? This is what I don't understand. You're so busy erasing history, and like Pete, Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Well, you know, I just don't know that. I'm not comfortable with Thomas Jefferson. He's not comfortable. Well, you know what I say? You. Really. You're not comfortable, so you're gonna tell us that Thomas Jefferson was a bad guy because he wasn't thinking like we do today. And like Blackman said something I've said many times on the show, God help us in how we're going to be perceived in 100 years or even 50 years. Because there are things going on now that are going to seem like totally backwards to, well, several generations
from now. Jefferson also is called the American Sphinx for a reason. many ways, he wanted to get rid of slavery at the beginning of the country, but knew it wasn't politically feasible. He knew when he did the whole Louisiana Purchase thing that it would probably expand slavery, but it would also probably be good for the country at that cheap of a rate buying it from, you know, Emperor Napoleon.
He would have been wiser if he had just called Morris Capuano and said, hey, can you get this Louisiana Purchase done for us at a reasonable interest rate? That would have been my suggestion.
Yeah.
Morris, by the way, for those of you, Eddie Bader's got some great listings. There are some great values around town. And now with the newly restructured taxes, some of you are learning this the hard way in this tax season. Yeah, you got your taxes cut, but you could have put more money back in your pocket because one of the deductions you're still allowed on the federal form is first mortgage interest. If you don't have that, you're letting them keep a lot more than they really should. Morris is the guy that has put the keys to a new home in the hands of thousands of people. He has so much experience, and in his partnership with Renaissance Bank, now has programs for people with limited down payment, maybe a credit issue or two. He has led people, navigated people through these troubled waters time and time and time again, and he's local. You're not going to get that if you download your life history to one of these websites, and you're not going to have that personal experience of somebody you can pick up the phone and ask a question, like right now, instead of, because in those other scenarios, you don't have your personal mortgage person. You've got a company. I'll take the person anytime. You get the best interest rate, fantastic customer service, and a man who lives to get you and your situation over the goal line into home ownership. Call him at 409-9300. Great guy, so easy to work with. And you're never going to hit him with a problem that he probably hasn't dealt with a lot more than one time before. That's 409-9300 for Morris Capuano at Renaissance Bank. An equal housing lender, NMLS number 402-669. Fox News coming up. It was a good day on Wall Street. We'll find out why with Brandt and more.
Montgomery Skywatch with a look at your afternoon traffic. We have one accident to tell you about. It is at East Chase Parkway and Chantilly Parkway, so be careful if you're in that area. We don't have any other accidents around the boulevard. Everything's moving along pretty well. It's starting to get congested around the Troy Highway, Vaughn Road, and between the Atlanta Highway and the interstate. There's no real problems on the interstates. 85 and 65 are rolling along at a speed limit ride, and there are no hang-ups on the 31. Let's just be careful as we head home from work today. Haynes Ambulance Service is there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance Service, serving you and those you love in Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Memorial Day weekend is the most dangerous holiday for road and highway accidents. There will be aggressive drivers eager to get away for the weekend. So plan ahead, take your time, and stay safe. A message from the Vance Law Firm.
Honey, what's that police car doing in our driveway?
Hey! Okay, hands on the wall. Spread them.
What's going on, Cheryl?
I turned you in.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah? How do you explain that new set of tires on your car?
You better confess, Doug.
Confess? I bought them at the Tire City Spring Sale. Got a super deal.
Come on. You got them at less than cost.
That's right. When you buy a set of four select BF Goodrich tires now through May 28th, you get a $50 or $70 reward card.
That's below cost.
Exactly. And with us hitting the road for the beach in our summer trip,